And therefore, Menastam will say the son will come to kill the father if the father resists. Only in the case that you know for sure the son will not, then you have the right to kill the son. That's the two pshatim, right? One's the father, one's the son. Omar Rav says like this. Call the osi alai b'machkarta. Rav said upon himself, any person that's going to come and break into my house, dig under my fence, ketinolai, I'm going to kill him. In other words, any normal person coming in, was probably he's coming to kill me also. Levar excluding the Rav Chanina Bashila. Only Rav Chanina Bashila, if he would rob, come into my house, him I would not kill. My time, what's the reason, why not? Learn if you want to tell me Shum, that's tzaddikul, because he's a tzaddik, and therefore he will not kill me. But listen, what kind of a tzaddik could he be? Well, cause he's a matata. If right now he's digging under my fence coming in, what kind of a tzaddik is he? Must right now he got a yetzer inside him. Right now he's going to do bad. So if he's going to steal from me, he may come and kill me also. That's not a sworn up not to protect yourself. Tchuach nefesh. Elo rather means like this. What he meant to say is, Mishum de kimli de gavei de merachim alai. I know for sure he loves me, and he'll have rachmanis on me, kerachim abalabin. Like I know this person also has rachmanis upon me, like a father would have upon a son. In other words, he's teaching us, the pasuk before doesn't only mean a father, when he steals by his son, that the son can't kill the father. It's not only a father. If you know anybody else like that, you know somebody that loves you, just like a father would love you, in such a case, even though now he has a mishagas, that he has to steal money, and he's even coming into your house to steal money, but the pshat is he figures, listen, he's my good buddy, even if he sees me, most probably will just say, what do you want, money, take it, so he's not there to kill you. So in such a case, you have no right to kill him. It's not only the father, it's anybody that loves you, is close to you like your father. Turn around about a word like this. Damim loy means he has his blood, means when a father comes to steal, you have no right to kill him, he's still supposed to stay alive. Ben b'chol ben b'shabbos. Whether the father is coming to steal on Shabbos or the weekday, the same halacha. When the pasuk says, ein loy damim, another person that has no more life, you have a right to kill him. Again, ben b'chol ben b'shabbos. Whether he's stealing, coming in on the weekday or on Shabbos, they're both the same halacha. So what's going on here? Bishleim, I would understand, ein loy damim. That you say someone's coming in to steal, that you have a right to kill him, like he doesn't have life anymore, you're telling me now, bein b'choil, bein b'shabbos, that's good, itzvah, that's the chiddush. Because otherwise, salko daitachamina, I would have thought to say, listen, mi didi heve aruge bezdin, this person now that's a roidif, so the Torah says you have a right to kill him to protect yourself, but maybe it's not better off than haruge bezdin, when bezdin has a right to kill somebody. But the other halacha is, did the Shabbos like Katlinim? We have before that on Shabbos like Savaro Eish Bechol Mashmas Seichem teaches us that Bezdin cannot use fire, cannot kill somebody on Shabbos. That Bezdin cannot kill on Shabbos. So I would have thought to say that if someone is coming to kill you, the heter to kill him is not better than Herugei Bezdin, that you have the right to kill him on Shabbos. Kamash will know, yes you do. Here it's better. Here it's self-protection. It's because nefesh for yourself. Person is coming to kill you on Shabbos, you have a right to get up and protect yourself and kill him, even on Shabbos. Okay, that's one chiddush. That's good for now. But the other way around, you have a right to kill him. Ela domim loy. But in case when your father is coming in to steal, that you have no right to kill him, so it says in Rosh Bein B'chol Bein B'Shabbos, whether he's coming in the weekday, or whether he's breaking in on Shabbos, you have the right to kill him. What do you have to say this for? Hashtu B'chol Lo Katlinen Lei, Madach, if on a weekday, when your father is breaking into your house, you have no right to kill him, so B'Shabbos Mi Boy, for sure if he's breaking in on Shabbos, for sure you have no right to kill him. Of course. What's to be the tzad to kill him on Shabbos? He's your father, he has rachmanis, of course you can't kill him on Shabbos. So Morin says, Amar Rav Sheshes, L'nitzuch, you know what the chiddush of this b'raisa is? Ela lefakeach olav es agal. Whether you have to protect him or not. That's the case. While he was coming in, it caved in on him. Your father's digging under the door to come into the house, and while he's digging in, it caves in on him. L'fakeach olav es agal, you have to protect him enough and save him now. If he's the person that would have come to kill you, you have no heter to save him now. On Shabbos, you have the right to be mechallel Shabbos to save him. But if he's like your father, that you know for sure he was not coming to kill you, he's not called a roidit, so then you have no right to kill him, he has no chiv misa, therefore you have to save him. If now it caved in on him on Shabbos, you have a right to be mechallel Shabbos to save the person. That's the chiddush over here. That if a kech lost a gal, you have right to mechallel Shabbos, has to kuch nefesh to save him. The Rashi says, a kech lost a gal, in kishoye choyter, no full all of a gal, it caved in on him. Mafakin olav heicha deloy boal liskin afortunately. He does not come to kill you, so then there's still the mitzvah of the kuch nefesh, you have a right to save him even on Shabbos. But that's the chiddush. But if he's coming to kill you, then he's chayiv misa, he's called the gavra ketila, he's called at that time, you have the right to be mechallel Shabbos to save a dead person. Tana Rabban learned like this. Pasuk says, v'huka, if you kill, hit somebody, v'chol adam, any person, ulneis, if you killed him, v'chol misa shatiyachol yamisai. Rashi says, v'huka, v'chol adam afilu enoi bal hamomen, mutal hogar. Means if you see somebody coming to kill somebody, whoever sees that has a right to protect him and kill the roidus. That's called v'huka b'chol adam. Anybody has a right to kill the roidus. Ulmeis, and they kill the roidus. So the prophet says that you're potter if you kill the roidus. How did you kill him? V'chol misha shata yachol amisoy. Any way you could protect the person, the nirdav, by killing the roidus, any way to kill the roidus you have a right to. So what about this? Bishlein of v'huka b'chol adam, to teach us what? That a roidus, anybody has a right to kill him, itzrech, that's the chiddush. Because otherwise, sakut adach, I mean, I would have thought to say, bala bayis, only the owner, only the nirdaf, the one that the person is running after, tikim lo, he knows for sure. You know yourself that you won't be able to, like, to sit back and watch a person steal your money. You're going to resist. If so, you know the person is coming to kill you, you have a right to kill him. Avalacha, but a third party. Like, he does not know for sure that the owner will resist. So maybe it's not called a roidus. That's kamashmula no. That minastam, if you see somebody coming in, breaking in and stealing, you should know the owner will resist, and it'll be a question of a roidus, therefore you have a right to kill him. The roidufu, viafilu achar nami, even somebody else, a third person has a right to kill the roidus. That's a chiddush, good. Ela meis. But this nirdaf, whoever wants the nirdaf, whoever wants to save the person, who wants to come and kill the roidif, you have right to kill him any way possible. Lomli, what do I need this for? Meratzeach nafkash, learn it out from a murderer, from a ratzeach. The Tanya learned this chiddush already once. The pasuk says, Mois yumas, hamake ratzeachu. The person kills somebody, so his misa's punishment back is we kill him. Now, ein liyela benisamur bari. Only beside if somebody kills another Jew, he's chayiv sayif. Maybe Bezin only kills him with the nis he deserves. Minayin, how do we know? Shumiyata yochol amisa benisa haksuva boy. If it's not possible for Bezin right now to give him sayif, how do I know? Shata rishoy lahamisa b'chomisa shata yochol amisai, that you have the right to kill him any way possible, any type of amisa you have a right to give him. Talmud Leiman, this the pasuk says, "Mois you must become akum." Anyway, if you have a murderer, that there was a psak din that he killed, there was asroah in front of Bezdin, and now we can't catch the murderer. Whoever could kill him has a right to kill him. Anyway, so we have this limit already. There's somebody's chayiv misa, and you can't kill him. The regular misa, you can kill him anyway. So with the roidif, also the same svara. If a person's being roidif, somebody's trying to kill the person for self-protection, you have a right to kill that roidif any way you want. Gemara says, no, I would have thought to say, Shani Yosom, the Omakra, Mais Yumas. There's a special Xeris Akosov by a murderer. The Pasuk says, Mais Yumas, you have a right to kill him anyway. Okay, but Benigma Minei, let's turn out from there, to any time, to a Raidef also. Gemara says, no, I'll tell you, Mishum Dehevi Rosh Seach, the Goyal Adam. It says the same Kiddush by a Goyal Adam, where somebody killed your relative, Vishagig, and then he goes out of the Oren Miklet, that the relative has a right to kill him. So it says that chiddush also by girl adam, any way you have a right to kill him. So therefore it comes out, it's shneik suvim haboyin ki yechod, and the klal is v'chol shneik suvim haboyin ki yechod. The Torah says it twice, ein malamben, it's telling us twice, not once, to teach us, you can't learn out. So therefore I need it for chiddush. I would have thought only these two places and not by a roidif. That's why I need this bryce to teach us, no, even by a roidif also, any way you can kill him. That's the pasuk of umeis. Next word, umeis, the redashin, b'chol misa, shatiyokol ha-misa. Tana Rabbanan, word like this, machteris, if the pasuk so far is talking about a person comes and digs under the fence, under the door, ein li'elav machteris, maybe only if you find the person digging under the wall. Rashi says, shechot ha-koysel, is digging under the wall. Gagoy, how do we know if a person's coming in on top of the roof? Rashi says, all alay b'sulam, he has a 20-foot ladder, and he's right, and he's climbing up the roof. He's climbing up the roof. He's going to jump in over the roof. The kafifoi, or else the chaser of the kafifoi, he's coming in through yechaser. He's coming through kafifoi. Rashi says, v'nichtas b'derech ha-pesach. Shemotz p'suach, he finds the front door open, but he just walks in. How do we know, even in such a case also, he's considered to be a roideh, that with a normal person you have a right to kill him? Talmud light, minayin, Talmud, the pasuk says, yimotzei haganef mikol makom. Anywhere you find him. Rashi says, midloi tziv in the machteris yimotzenu, uksiv haganef. So the word haganef is yisera extra, mashma b'chol tzadish yeniro l'cho haganef. Any way that to you it looks like he's coming to rob from you, you have a right to kill him, it's called a roideh. In Cain, if so, matam loyma machteris, why does the pasuk say that he's digging under the fence, machteris? That's the normal case. Whereas most times the doors are locked, so he can't just stand right through the door. So he starts to dig under the fence. That's the normal way of coming in. Tani the Chulon the source, not a price or machteris. The pasuk says if somebody digs under the fence, then you have the right to kill him. Only yellow machteris, if he's digging under the fence. Gagu, you find him climbing on top of the roof. Chater of a kafifa is coming through the front door, through the kafif, through the alleyway. Minayin, how do I know that also you have a right to kill him? Talmudim again, yimotzi aganef mikol makom. Anyway, you see the person coming to rob from you, there's a chazaka that you will resist, and therefore he's coming to kill you, you have a right to kill him first. In kei, ma talmudim machteres, machteres zuhi hasrosli. Now the story is, that's hasro. In other words, like you're being warned there. You don't have to have another warning. The fact you're coming in, you know it yourself that you may be killed. Rashi says, Zuri Yasrosa, it means teach us, Shein Sarach Hasrach Hermes, you do not have to be warned any other way. Elohoga Miyad, but rather when the owner sees this person digging under, he has a right to kill him right away. The Chivin, since he's Tarach Hamas Anav Shalachter, since he's doing such a big thing of digging under the door, digging under the fence, for sure he's doing it to go and kill the person. So therefore he knows the score, he knows that he may go kill that person, therefore the person inside has a right to self-defense, to kill him first. Omar Rav Huna, Koten HaRoidev, let's say a kid is running in even after another kid. One kid is running to kill another kid, Rashi says. Koten HaRoidev as Koten Achal Orgoy. You see, one kid is about to kill another kid. Same thing, Nitil Natsilu Benafshoy. Anybody that's there is allowed to kill this Roidev, the kid, to protect the other one, to protect the Nidav. Kisavar, Roidev Einoi Tzorach Asro. The Chiddush is that a Roidev does not need Hasro, you don't have to warn him. Because the kid, you can't warn. That's the Chiddush. Like we just said, if you're a Roidev, you do not have to be warned first. And therefore, Loishin or Godel, Loishin or Katan, doesn't make a difference if the Roidev, the one that's running here to kill, is a Godel or whether he's a Katan. In both cases, the Heter is to protect the Nirdaf. Therefore, you have a right to kill the Roidev. That's the Chakira of the Achrayim talk about. What's the Yisrael of the Chiv Misa for Roidev? Is it the pshat that a roidef is chayiv misa for the action that he's doing? Or is it only for self-protection? It's only because you have a right to protect the other person, that's why you have a right to kill him. It's not really considered the roidef as a chayiv misa for what he's doing. It only starts off as self-protection to save the nirdef, you have a right to kill the roidef. The other side is no, when a person is doing an action of being a roidef, for that alone you have a chayiv misa. Alright. But the bottom here, it doesn't make it is whether the person is a god or a katan. So it would be mashmir if it's for self-protection is good. Because the katan doesn't have a chiv misa. So how come if a katan is running after another katan, we have a right to kill this katan? So be mashmir, it's our self-protection. That you have a right to protect the nirdof, therefore even though the roidif is a katan, still you have a right to kill him. But not because the roidif has his own chiv misa. Here's the question. Eisvei v'chidu ravuna. Is it true that a roidef does not have to be warned first? It says like this, Yotzer roishoi a noigin boy. Here's the question where a kid is coming out of the mother's stomach. That's the question that the kid, Rashi says, Be'isha hamakasha le'elit l'musakenis. where the lady is giving birth, and the doctor says it's a sakana now that this kid coming out may kill the mother. So the question is, are you allowed to kill the kid first to protect the mother? So it depends. Yotza Rosha, if the head came out already, he's called born already, then ain't noigin boy. Then we have no right to kill this baby to protect the mother. Why? If he's shame, zoich nefesh for nefesh. He can't kill the baby to save the mother. The question is, Gamai, why not? Roidefu. The kid coming out, there was a roidef. He's the one that's killing the mother. The mother is normal. Mother's normal. The kid coming out, it's the baby that's going to kill the mother. Therefore, the halacha is, before the baby's born, you're allowed to go in and kill the baby. But when the baby's head came out already, he's called a nefesh, you can't kill him. The question is, why not? He's a roidef. The mother says, no, here's different. Shani hosom to me mishamaya karat filo. Here it's not called that the baby, like with his own rotz, is going to kill the mother. It's not called like a cotton is going to kill. It's min hashamayim. It's the Abish that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is doing this. Therefore, you have no right to kill the baby. It's like this claw of the Yad Hashem. What? Yeah. But when a kid has his own brayer, his own choice to do it or not, when a kid is running after, the kid should not be running after it. Yeah. Still his choice. But here it's not the kid's choice. It's min hashamayim. This is not called a roidus. The shallow was about a roidef. So you have to have hasra. Does he have to be warned first or not? So he said a svar, a roidef does not have to be warned. So Mar says, name a messiah, around 10 lines from the bottom. Name of Masala, let me bring another proof. It says, Roidev Shoyu Roidev Hakachaveru Lahorgoy. If Reuven was running after Shimon to kill him. So, Oymaloy, people that are there are supposed to say to this Reuven that's running after him, Rei, look, Shayisraelhu, you're running after another Jew. Or Ben Brisu, he's a Ben Bris, he has a Bris Mila. The Torah says, Shofech Damu Adam, Viyodam, Domi Yeshofech. That if you kill somebody, we're going to kill you. Omra Torah says, Hatzel Domishozeh, but Domishozeh? And the Torah tells us, we're allowed to stop you. We're allowed to kill you. What are you doing now? You're going to kill somebody. So, that's all you have to say. So Rashi brings a proof that you do not need a real Hasroah. Because before in the Gemara we had that Hasroah means the person has to be Mekabla upon himself and say, Afal Pikain, even so, still I'm going to do it. And here it doesn't say that he has to say that. That's the proof that by a roidef, you do not have to give him real hasroah. So Morris says, maybe there's no proof over here. I'll tell you, he this price, so Rabbi Yosef Reb Yehuda, maybe it goes according to Rabbi Yosef Reb Yehuda. Titania, we learn like this. Rabbi Yosef Reb Yehuda, Omer, he says it all over. Maybe it's not only a special halacha by a roidef, but that's his sheet to roll over that he holds chover. If a person knows what's doing, if he's a chover, and tzorach hasroah, you do not have to warn him. Why? Because Rabbi Yosi's svar is lefish lo nitnu hasroa elo lahavchen ben shoygid lemezid. The yisoid of hasroa is not that the person has to say afal pikein, tell us, even though I know, still I'm going to do it. It's just that he can't have an answer back. I was a shoygid, I didn't realize it was asa. As long as the person realizes that it's asa, that's called hasroa. So maybe this price that all you have to tell the reidif is stop what you're doing. It's an issa. Even though he doesn't answer us back and say Afal Pikein, there's no proof that it holds you do not need Hasroah special by Reidev. Maybe it's going according to Rabbi Yosi, that he yells all over the Hasroah only to let him realize what he's doing. But maybe Reidev needs Hasroah like anything else. So here, from this perspective, there's no proof. Toshma come and bring another proof. It says, Reidev, Shoyu Reidev Achachaveru Lahorgoy. Reuven is running after Shimon to kill him. So Amalek, people that are there should say to this Reuven, Rei, look, Shay Yisraelu, you're running after Shimon, he's a Jew, or Ben Brisu is a Jew. That's how Rama the Torah says, Shofech dam adam biyadam, dam yishofech. If you spill somebody's blood, your blood will be spilled. So it depends. Imam, if the person answers back and says, Yoideyani, Shukain, I know this is the fact, Potter, if all he answers back is, I know it. But he does not say, Afal Pikein, even so, I'm still going to do it. Like we do not see that he was Mekabel Asroah, you can't kill him. But if he answers back, Al Menas Kein on the Yosei, still I'm going to do it, even though I know what you're saying, still I'm going to kill him, Chayiv. then there's a loch of roidev, then we have a right to kill him. So here you see clearly you do need hasarua. You see, you only have a right to kill the roidev if you first warn him, and he answers back and says, afapikain, even so, still I'm going to do it. So it's not like the Gemara we had before, that roidev does not need hasarua. So Morin says, Leitzrich, here it's different. I'll tell you, this price is talking about the koi betray ivrid and hara. Here we're talking about you're on two opposite sides of the river. In other words, Reuven is on the other side of the river about to kill Shimon. Two Edim are on the other side of the river. So now they cannot stop Reuven, they cannot kill Reuven. As the most they can do is, after Reuven kills Shimon, tomorrow they'll bring him to Besdin. They'll be Betaris Edis. But right now, to stop Reuven, they're on the other side of the river. So here for sure you need Hasra. The din that are right, if we had before, you do not have to warn him. That's only if you go to kill him for self-protection to save the other person. Hey, Spashas, Reuven is killing Shimon. Whoever is there has a right to kill Reuven without warning him. But here, Bashas, Maisi, you can't do anything. You're on the other side of the river. All you could do is take him to Besdin tomorrow. For Besdin to kill him, he has to be warned first. That's the terrace here. The Koi Vitray Avid in Hara. The Leimotzi Atsule. He can't save him right now. So my Ikud the boy, what do you want to do? Asuila Vedina. You want to bring him tomorrow. You know that he killed somebody. You want to be an Adus to have him killed. If so, Vedina boy Yasro. That's Pita, that Besdin can only kill somebody if the person was warned first. That's John this Brysa. But it could be if you're there, Bishas, Reuven's killing Shimon, the real Raidev, to stop him, you could stop him, kill him without Hasro. You're allowed to. Yeah, we hold you allowed to. Right. He boy is saying, I'm saying this price just means it could be, but the halacha is you're allowed to. He boy is saying another territory like this. Omalach Rafuna, Rafuna will say, Ano di Amri, Chitana de Machteris. Like, even if you want to say there's a brisa that argues on me, but I have a brisa like me, we dashing before Machteris, what did the Torah say, Machteris? To teach us that you do not need Hasra. So there is a brisa like Rafuna. The Yoma that he says, Machterosoi, Zui Yasrosoi. So according to this answer, it could be it's a machlokes tanoim. Josephuna has a brisa like him that holds with a machteris, you do not have to warn him first. You have a right to atzolos nefashos to save the nirdaf. Now the Mishnah says.